Books on Tape Incorporated presents Love in the Driest Season, a Family Memoir, by Neely Tucker, read by Michael Kramer. Prologue. By noon, the aunts found the girl child. Left to die on the day she was born, she had been placed in the tall brown grass that covers the highlands of Zimbabwe in the dry season, when the sun burns for days on end, and rain is a rumor that will not come true for many months. She had been abandoned in the thin shade of an acacia tree, according to the only theory of events police ever put forth. There were no clues as to exactly when she was left there, or why, or how, or by whom. She just appeared one day, like Moses in the bulrushes. Patches of dried blood and placenta streaked her body. Her umbilical cord was still attached, a bloody stump dangling from the navel. A colorful yank of fabric, such as might be found in a store that sold such things by the yard, was wrapped around her torso. Dozens of miles from any paved motorway, and nearly a mile from the nearest village of mud and thatch huts, she lay hidden in chest-high grass. The ragged clumps of acacia reached overhead. In the first glow of day, when night was fading, but the sun had yet to climb above the horizon, it was a place of shadows and limited vision. The ants came from everywhere. They set upon the blood and the remnants of the placenta sac. Dozens, if not hundreds, poured over the fleshy stump of the umbilical cord. They began to eat her right ear. The girl child screamed. The sun rose in the sky. The hours passed. There is a wind that moves through the high grass at that time of year. It makes a whisper of its own, a feathery undertone that rolls over the landscape and drifts.